Mark Loughton, you're with the here with the match ball, and four goals for Galway United tonight. That's a rare treat for a left full. You might as well tell us about a few of them.
I'm still in shock, to be honest. As I said, I actually did an interview during the week, and I was like, you know, I'm not the most prolific scorer. I usually get one a season. Over the last few seasons, I've had a competition with, say, Cullum Horgan as fullbacks, and it's usually 2-1 or 1-0 wins. So to get four is just, you know, it's a full moon tonight, and there's definitely something in the air because it'll never happen again.
Well, never say never. There was two crackers and two tappins.
Yeah, you know, we have a good bit of banter, especially myself and Walshy, about our right pegs. You know, we wouldn't be, they're more for standing on. But when the ball came out, I just said, look, hit on half volley and flew in, which is great. So I was a bit in shock. The second then, you know, Jack hits an unbelievable strike. I would have preferred if it went in for him, to be honest. It was that good. But nice little tapping for me. I was really happy with the third goal, not because of the hat-trick, because, you know, we worked on it during the week.
That was the free kick.
That was a free kick, yeah. So we worked on that during the week, and to see it go in was great. And then the fourth was just, you know, really the icing on the cake. Brilliant feeling, delighted to do it in front of mum and dad. Mum and dad have been there all through my career, so brilliant for them. And even ran onto pitch. Hopefully, you know, we've got a nice picture together. But yeah, no, it was a great feeling.
I saw your dad, Ian Brace, after the game. He was delighted. I actually had a chat with him at half time. I mean, obviously you had got one goal up to that. I mean, I suppose on a season where goals were scarce for Galway United, it almost makes you the leading scorer.
Yeah. Reid said to me when I scored the four, he said, geez, you nearly caught me. But yeah, no, look, it's great to get four, but more importantly, you know, I'm suspended on Monday. So this is my last game of the season. Wanted to win this at home. So, you know, told Walshy kind of half, before the game, I was like, you know, I feel like I'm going to score a goal. And he said, you know, I'm feeling good as well. He scored the first, and then, I scored four. And so, you know, happy camp.
Obviously, it's not a season that you're overly familiar with. It's been a bit of a struggle. How have you found it as a player?
It has been a struggle. Yeah, it has. You know, we don't want to be where we are in the league. You know, Galway has a great footballing community. Probably the first half of the season, you know, we're breaking in young players. And maybe we relied a little bit too much on young players. I think Murph made a good few signings, a few senior heads. And after June, I think, you know, we've really ramped up. The last 5-6 weeks have been nothing but enjoyable. You know, beating Cork City was great. You know, great buzz. You know, to have the amount of people that we had against Shamrock Rovers last week was great to see. And like we competed, you know, it wasn't a case that we just held on. We competed, and you know, 93-minute sucker punch, it was hard to take, but you know, we learned from that. But the most important thing is we executed the plan that we had in place. And again tonight we did okay. You know, first half I think we started off well. We played well. We created a few chances. Touch in the kind of final third was a little bit off. They got a soft goal, and the sending off kind of changed the game. We regrouped at half time. Murph kind of changed the plan around, and I think we executed that. Like it could, I think 6 or 7. Was it 7-1? 7-1. It could have been a lot more. You know, Cove are a good team. They're kind of the unformed team for the last few games.
They have beaten you twice here this season.
Yeah, they have beaten us twice. They have beaten us twice, home and away. It's really, you know, it's hard to go down there. It's a hard place to go and get something. They always put it up to even. I think they lost 1-0 to Dundalk. But you know, I think for the fans, I think the last few weeks they'll be delighted. I apologise for my celebrations. I don't know what I was doing, but anyhow, it's all a bit of fun.
And it's all on video, no doubt. I'm sure the two games you just mentioned touched on them there finally against Cork and Shamrock Rovers. Mm. You're a player who's been here for many, many years. You've played in those top flight games, competitive games, better teams. They're the type of games you want to be playing all the time.
You know, as a player, that's where you want to be. You want to be playing against the best players in the league. Like I was actually a bit disappointed that Jack Byrne wasn't playing last week, because you know it's a great experience for the young lads, and it's a great experience for your half team. I think me and Walsh are probably the only, and Kev Horgan last week were probably the only ones that can be regularly played in the Premier League or Premier Division. So it's good for them to get a taste of it. Next year, you know, hopefully, we go and we put a strong team and we try and get up and bring Galway back where to where it needs to be.
Okay, well, you go home and find a spot for that football. I'm sure it'll have pride of place in your home for a while.
Yeah, it'll be on the mantelpiece, definitely. Thanks.